Climate Change the Facts. The IPCC and the Peace Prize by Donna LeFramboise. Donna LeFramboise is a journalist and author of The Delinquent Teenager Who Was Mistaken for the World's Top Climate Expert. She is a former member of the board of directors of the Canadian Civil Liberties Association, 1993 to 2001. In late 2012, the art director of a reputable magazine contacted photographer Alex Waterhouse Hayward. How would he like to meet a Nobel laureate? 3 months later, the photographer posted online a black and white portrait announcing to the world that this was Nobel laureate Marc Jacquard. But Jacquard has never won a Nobel Prize. Visit nobelprize.org, type his name into the search box, and you'll find no mention of him. Why did the smart people at Canada's The Walrus magazine think otherwise? Why did the cover of this award-winning publication wrongly describe him as a, quote, Nobel economist? The short answer is that Jacquard is one of an estimated 9,000 people who've helped the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, write its many reports over a span of 25 years. In late 2007, following news that this UN body had been awarded the Peace Prize jointly with Al Gore, the IPCC's chairman profoundly overstepped his authority. Writing to IPCC-affiliated academics en masse, Rajendra Pachauri mistakenly proclaimed, quote, "This makes each of you Nobel laureates." Everyone should have understood that this was mere rhetorical flourish. When an individual wins a Nobel, they are contacted directly by Nobel officials and later receive a significant sum of money. As Australian researcher John McLean would later tell New Zealand meteorologist Kevin Trenberth, quote, "Pachauri can't hand out laureates like cups of coffee, and you, Kevin, surprise me by seeming to believe that he can." The IPCC isn't the first organization to be honored in this manner. In 1977, the Peace Prize went to Amnesty International. In 1999, it was Doctors Without Borders. In between, in 1988, the efforts of UN peacekeeping forces were recognized. If someone who once served in a peacekeeping capacity described themselves as a Nobel laureate, we'd have no trouble identifying them as an insecure ego run amok. But the climate world isn't a normal one. Instead, it resembles the Wild West. Poorly socialized adolescents swagger and bluster. Grown-ups are in short supply, and the sheriffs turn out to be as lawless as everyone else. The Walrus misled its readers because a significant part of the climate community chose to embrace a Nobel fiction. The unadorned truth was door number one. Cringe-worthy exaggeration was door number two. Many IPCC personnel, the very people entrusted to give us the straight goods about climate change, made the wrong call. Jacquard was among 23 individuals who worked on one chapter out of 47 of the IPCC's 1995 report. Along with 24 others, he helped write a second chapter. The role he played was so minor that when he co-authored a 2007 book on climate change with a Canadian journalist, his IPCC involvement wasn't even mentioned. Shortly afterward, however, he suddenly became a Nobelist. In 2008, an activist group issued a press release about a report written by Jacquard. The release described him as a, quote, winner of the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize. In 2009, a poster advertising an event at a public library featured his photograph alongside large text that identified him as an author and Nobel laureate. When he submitted written testimony to a regulatory agency in 2011, Jacquard said he'd been honored with the Nobel Peace Prize as an IPCC contributor. His employer, Canada's Simon Fraser University, has told the world that he's a Nobel laureate. So have journalists. Because the IPCC is an international body, there are many Jacquards in many countries. University of Melbourne meteorologist David Caroli has similarly been described by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation as a, quote, Nobel Prize-winning scientist. Notice the absence of the crucial word peace in that phrase. The problem isn't merely that Caroli has no valid claim to that honor. It's that when we're told that a scientist has won a Nobel, most of us don't even think of soft-focus peace prizes. The public is being urged to pay special attention to Caroli's views because he's a Nobel laureate. But peace prizes are not endorsements of a person's scientific acumen. They are conferred by a different body than the one that awards physics Nobels. Moreover, the IPCC shared its Peace Prize with a politician, Al Gore, whose dismal grades in university-level science courses are a matter of public record. For years, Karoly has delivered presentations with titles along the lines of Lies, Damn Lies, and Climate Change Skeptics. In a podcast available on iTunes, he discusses the lies that are told in the climate debate. It's awkward, therefore, to discover that the Science Club of Melbourne High School, an elite all-boys academy, described Karoly as a Nobel Prize winner when talking about his May 2014 visit, and that the website of the Australian Medical Students Association continues to falsely tell the world he was awarded the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize. More awkward still is the Victorian Church Group, the Church of All Nations, whose website makes that same false claim. Then there was the event poster for a fundraiser associated with the Yarra Climate Action Now Community Solar Project. It wrongly described the host as climate scientist and Nobel Peace Prize winner Karoly. Elsewhere, Julie Arblaster, now an employee of Australia's Bureau of Meteorology and a former Karoly-supervised PhD student, declares on her CV that she became a Nobel Peace Prize laureate 6 years prior to completing her 2013 doctorate. On its website, the Government of New South Wales continues to incorrectly advise the public that Mark Howden, an agricultural specialist and career public servant, is a Nobel Peace Prize winner due to his IPCC affiliation. Similarly, in a Brisbane Meeting Planner's Guide for 2011 to 2013, Brisbane City Council boasted that a keynote address by Nobel Prize winner Howden was one of the high points of a convention held recently in that city. The scale of this misunderstanding is unlikely to have extended so far had the chairman of the IPCC not been setting the worst possible example. The fact that Rajendra Pachauri attended a ceremony and delivered an acceptance speech on behalf of his organization did not magically transform him personally into a Nobel laureate. There should have been no confusion on this point, since the prize money wasn't given to Pachauri. It was bestowed on the IPCC, which used it to fund scholarships. But a startling array of respectable organizations apparently believe that Pachauri himself became a Nobelist via the same application of pixie dust that transformed other IPCC personnel. The first thing Amazon.com tells us about his 2010 novel, Return to Almora, is that it was written by a Nobel laureate. Take a spin with an internet search engine and thousands of news articles, interviews, videos, and photos, all promulgating the myth that Pachauri has personally received a Nobel Prize, will present themselves. Again and again, the implication is that the public should pay close attention to what Pachauri is saying. He isn't just anyone, we're told. He's a Nobel laureate. Except that he's not. Among those who've erroneously described Pachauri in this manner, we find the U.S. Secretary of State, the Office of the Prime Minister of Norway, the Mayor of London, the New York Academy of Sciences, the United Nations Environment Program, the UN Economic Commission for Africa, United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, the World Bank, the Asian Institute of Technology, the World Wildlife Fund, 350.org, EarthDay.org, DemocracyNow.org, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC, the New York Times, the Japan Times, Der Spiegel, the Vancouver Sun, and the Times of India. This fiction has also infected university campuses. In 2009, North Carolina State University issued a press release titled, Nobel Laureate to Deliver Fall Commencement Address at NC State. Judging by its first sentence, which describes Pachauri as a Nobel Prize winner, an NC State alumnus, everyone who attended that event was misinformed in this regard. Yale University's Environment 360 magazine, a prestigious, specialist publication that should know better, titled an article, A Conversation with Nobel Prize Winner Rajendra Pachauri. A few years ago, Utrecht University in the Netherlands sponsored a lecture by Nobel laureate Rajendra Pachauri as part of a master's degree program. The University of Eastern Finland has gone so far as to make Nobel Prize winner IPCC chair Dr. Pachauri its first honorary professor. When Deakin University, Australia's ninth largest university, announced the opening of a research center in cooperation with Pachauri's, the Energy and Resources Institute, It told the world it was partnering with a, quote, Nobel Prize winner. And then there's that list on the website of Gustavus Adolphus College in Minnesota. It enumerates the Nobel laureates on whom this institution has also bestowed an honorary doctorate. Currently, Pachauri's name appears first. To recap, back in 2007, Pachauri elevated thousands of people, including himself, to the status of Nobel laureates, and no one called him on it, not the Nobel Committee, nor the UN bodies that established the IPCC, nor the media. Did we all lose our minds? The World Science Academies deserve special scrutiny in this regard. Why have they remained mute year after year as Pachauri and others are falsely described as Nobel laureates? If the public can't count on science academies to police a matter this straightforward, what purpose do they serve? Eventually, however, hot air deflates. In October 2012, American meteorologist Michael Mann filed a defamation lawsuit against two journalists and two publishers. The second paragraph of his 37-page legal document reads as follows. Dr. Mann is a climate scientist whose research has focused on global warming. Along with other researchers, he was one of the first to document the steady rise in surface temperatures during the 20th century and the steep increase in measured temperatures since the 1950s. As a result of this research, Dr. Mann and his colleagues were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Emphasis added. Notice, there isn't any mention of the actual recipient of that award, the IPCC. Someone unfamiliar with this matter could be forgiven for thinking that Mann himself was the person at the Nobel podium. On page 5, we learn that Mann served as a lead author on a single chapter of the IPCC's 2001 report. On the next, this document implies once again that the prize is connected to Mann's own research. The work of Dr. Mann and the IPCC has received considerable accolades within the scientific community. In 2007, Dr. Mann shared the Nobel Peace Prize with the other IPCC authors for their work in climate change, including the development of the hockey stick graph. But the reasoning behind this award was rather different. The Peace Prize Committee stated clearly that it believes climate change will increase the danger of war. The prize therefore recognized the efforts of Al Gore and the IPCC to educate the world concerning man-made climate changes and the steps that need to be taken to counteract those changes. To claim, in the context of legal proceedings, that you received a Nobel Prize for contributing to one chapter in one UN report is absurd. But Mann's legal document goes further, childishly suggesting that this faux honor should insulate him from criticism. It is one thing to engage in discussion about debatable topics. It is quite another to attempt to discredit consistently validated scientific research through the professional and personal defamation of a Nobel Prize recipient. Apparently, you're being extra naughty if you defame someone who's won a Nobel. This is the poisoned fruit that Pachauri's pixie dust summoned onto existence. When he told thousands of people they were Nobel laureates, the poorly socialized adolescents took him seriously. They started to believe that their own research had received this honor. Henceforth, anyone challenging their work was an anti-science moron. After examining Mann's legal document, a journalist contacted a Nobel official in an attempt to confirm that Mann was, indeed, the recipient of a Peace Prize. The official said he was not. Presumably, someone from the Nobel organization then quietly suggested to the IPCC that it would be a good idea to clarify this matter. 2 weeks after Mann filed his legal papers, the IPCC issued a one-page statement about the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize that flatly contradicts Pachauri's, quote, "This makes each of you Nobel laureates" claim. It reads in part, "The prize was awarded to the IPCC as an organization, and not to any individual associated with the IPCC. Thus, it is incorrect to refer to any IPCC official or scientist who worked on IPCC reports as a Nobel laureate or Nobel Prize winner." The IPCC posted the above statements on its website, but it did not send a copy to the same list of people who received Pachauri's erroneous proclamation 5 years earlier, nor did it issue a press release. The internet is currently saturated with accounts that falsely describe Pachauri and other IPCC personnel as Nobel laureates. Numerous academics continue to make inaccurate claims about their relationship to this prize in their CVs and other biographical material. But setting the record straight is not an IPCC priority. Media outlets aren't known for being overly concerned about their own mistakes. When The Walrus magazine realized it had erroneously described Jacquard as a Nobel laureate, on its cover, in a headline, as well as in its table of contents, did it issue a proper mea culpa? Did it tell its readers about the international scale of the misinformation it had inadvertently helped to promulgate? I'm afraid not. Jacquard's article appeared in the March 2013 print edition. 3 issues later, in June 2013, the Letters to the Editor section of The Walrus published the remarks of 11 individuals over 2 pages. Item 12, appearing at the very end of that section, read as follows. Tusk, tusk. The March issue of The Walrus identified Marc Jacquard as a Nobel laureate. While he was part of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2007, individual members are not recognized as laureates. Tusk, tusk. When the magazine was employing the term Nobel on its cover, that word had heft and meaning. 3 months later, it became a triviality. The magazine's misstep didn't even rate the standard, "We regret this error" declaration. The Walrus's fact-checker should have stopped the Nobel language in its tracks prior to publication. But it wasn't difficult to understand how this mistake originally occurred. If they took the time to double-check every statement they encountered, journalists would never get anything written. We all take a great deal on trust every single day. It doesn't cross the minds of most of us that people who call themselves scientists would fudge something this important. Unlike marketers, scientists are not supposed to embellish. They're supposed to be clear-eyed about what is true and what is false. The idea that hundreds of scientists have been padding their resumes, the idea that they've been walking around in broad daylight improperly claiming to be Nobel laureates, isn't something any normal person would expect. That said, there's no escaping the fact that this is a story of ongoing journalistic failure. 5 years after receiving the Peace Prize, the IPCC finally acknowledged that its chairman and others had been basking in a glory that they did not personally earn. It acknowledged that the medals on their chests were made of tinfoil. A journalist helped prod them into this admission. But it wasn't a prominent journalist from a large media conglomerate who did this. Nor was it a journalist drawing a full-time salary with years of experience covering environmental issues. Rather, it was a freelancer named Thomas Richard who writes for the online Boston Environmental Policy Examiner and who edits the skeptically-minded climatechangedispatch.com website. For 7 years, much of the international media has misrepresented the connection between the Nobel Peace Prize and IPCC personnel. Journalists have aided and abetted hundreds of self-aggrandizing individuals who claim to be Nobel laureates when they are nothing of the sort. Large swaths of the public have consequently been misled. News accounts, government websites, and institutions of higher learning are now so saturated with this false information that millions of people will continue to be conned for years to come. The moral of this tale of exaggeration and bamboozlement, on the straightforward question of whether or not certain individuals are Nobel laureates, both scientists and journalists have failed to tell the truth. It is therefore unwise to rely on the word and judgment of these same people with respect to whether we face a climate crisis.
Climate Change: The Facts is published by Stockade Books. All rights reserved.